This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It doesn't seem fair, right? The U.S. Treasury gets to borrow money at about 2% interest these days. That's the latest yield on the 10-year Treasury note. But when the government turns around and loans that money to college students, most of them end up paying well over 6% interest. Now, there's an idea floating out there to let those student borrowers refinance at lower rates. But why are student loans, on average, more expensive? From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
I started with my go-to guy for all things financial aid, Mark Kantrowitz of FinAid.org. He says there are two big reasons federal student loans cost more than, say, a mortgage or car loan. Nobody checks your credit, and there's no collateral.
If you default on a auto loan, they can repossess your automobile. If you default on a federal education loan, they can't repossess your education.
Kantrowitz says other kinds of unsecured debt, like credit cards, usually cost much more.
For someone with a typical credit pattern of a college graduate, you're talking 10-11% interest rate, maybe even as high as 14%.
Even at comparatively low rates, more people are defaulting on their education loans. And unlike other types of debt, you can't escape student loans by filing for bankruptcy. One youth advocacy group is pitching an idea to make it easier to pay them off, a federal loan refinancing program. Tobin Van Ostern is deputy director of Campus Progress, part of the Liberal Center for American Progress.
If you refinance loans down to 5%, so just the loans that are above that, that would save people about $14 billion in interest rate payments for this year alone.
It would be huge. For us personally, it would just add a significant level of security to us.
Jennifer Belmont Jennings finished law school just as high-paying legal jobs seem to evaporate. She owes about $170,000 in student loans. She says she could really use a few hundred extra dollars a month.
Just from a spending standpoint of being able to do things, you know, we bought a house several years later than we would have had we had that extra money.
And when they did buy a house this year, they got a mortgage rate of 3.7%. It is possible to refinance student loans privately. Mike Cagney is CEO of SoFi. The company makes loans to students and graduates of certain colleges funded by alumni of those schools. For a refi, he says the average borrower comes in with a rate of about 7.2%.
And we're refinancing them into rates between 6 and 6.5. And the borrower savings have been about $10,000 over the life of the loan.
But to qualify, you have to have gone to one of the 79 schools SoFi works with, like Carnegie Mellon or the University of Michigan. To refinance on a large scale, Cagney says the federal government would need to step in. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.